Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 227. Isle of Mano Rocks. This is the show recorded on the 28th of November, 2010. Hi, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is...
Catherine. Hello.
Yellow.
Are you going to explain to people why you said the title of the show like that?
Oh, I said the title of the show like that because I object to a word, a name, or a word starting a sentence with a lowercase I, like Ilo Milo is actually written.
Doesn't everything on our phone do that?
True, but it's across the interface. Gamercast interface
is
proper.
Proper capitalization.
Well, no. We actually have lowercase for everything bar the first word of the sentence. So some titles, for example, episode, capital E, this and that, capital T and T. Gamercast, only names are capitalized. Other words after the first word in a title.
Ooh,
is because that's just the way Gamercast works. Because although people think, oh, Gamercast is just chucked together, I do spend time thinking about these little details because these little details are what makes it proper. But now we have a name without a capital I.
Well, you thought we should go with that title.
That's only because you couldn't think of a better one.
Rude.
You know, it's ruining it, yo. Who makes this game? Those Southend people.
Southend.
Dear Southend.
Southend Interactive.
Please make me your lead chief designer of Wordage.
Wordage. Allow.
And give me a copy of the Windows Phone 7 version of this game now. Thank you.
Now for the news.
Okay. Starting off with the news, we have something about a game called Stacking. This is the thing with the Russian dolls, which Charlotte was on about, made by Double Fine, who just did the costume quest and the brutal legend.
You remember stuff. You remember stuff I talk about.
Yeah, but the thing is, when we record the show early, my brain is still recovering from work. Now my brain is on the ball.
Okay. So as Paul said, Stacking is the new Double Fine game, which they recently announced, I think it was like a few days ago.
Double Fine, that's that Tim Schafer bloke, isn't it?
Yeah, and his team.
And the guy... Jack Black.
He's not part of them.
Well, yeah, but they borrowed him for a few bits of Brutal Legend.
For all of Brutal Legend?
A few bits.
He's the main character.
That's the main character's a noob. The main character's that cool dude with the blonde hair. Lars is his name? He's cool. Unlike the noob.
Anyway, so it's their new title. It's a third-person action-adventure puzzle-y title. It's all around Russian dolls. So that's why it's called Stacking.
Yeah, so basically you stack dolls over dolls, a la Russian dolls.
The story is that your family have been separated by the tough economic times. And you play as Charlie Blackmore, who's the youngest doll, and you've got to bring
played
your family
played by
back.
Jack Black.
You've got to bring your family together. So you've got to solve puzzles by changing into other dolls and stuff like that. It looks really cool. There's a trailer up. You should watch the trailer. Because that shows it all.
Gamercast is sponsored by Double Fine. Please note, Double Fine, if you do wish to sponsor us, email me.
We
will have the monies. The monies?
Why did I say there? It's going to be available on Xbox Live Arcade and PSM. Ooh. And it won't be out until next year in the spring. But they have, of course, got that Costume Quest DLC we mentioned last week coming out winter. So there's going to be like a little bit of spots.
Okay. Chime? What is this?
Yeah, so this is a game I bought a while ago. It came out... Do you remember it was a game where you could load it up and you'd get an achievement because you bought it? Do you remember that?
I remember talk of this game, but I do not remember
the
game
itself.
Well, I got
you the achievement for it. So Chime was a game made for charity.
Oh,
for
that
one
was
big
it?
Game.
Yeah.
And now, officially, if you wanted to buy it before December 1st because then all 100% of the royalties
of the monies
goes to One Big Game. But after monies. December 1st... Only 5% of royalties will go to One Big Game. And the rest goes all to the people who want money.
Ooh, word of goo.
We've got it.
I don't.
Paul, it's on the server.
Oh. Alright, sure. We're just looking at the Steam sale. I just bought Subcom to the game. People last year remember me raving about saying, yeah, this is going to be amazing. I think at the time I was saying, yeah, this is going downhill with its console noobiness with Square Enix getting involved. But yeah, it was £2.50 on Steam yesterday, so I thought, you know what? I'll buy it for £2.50. I'm not going to install it, but in 10 years time, if I decide to play it, mm-hmm. and Steam is still in business, I can play.
So if you want to buy Chime and help charity,
well, and of course their top sellers reflect,
buy it before December 1st.
Okay, cool. Blue Toad Murder Files has some new jib jab going on with it.
They're now available for PC, and you can buy them on
£15 in.
Yeah, £15. They say leading on games, online game distribution outlets. So I'd like to think Steam.
Well, since I have Steam handy.
You think they'd put it on Steam, wouldn't you?
How do I search? Search Blue Toad Murder Man Files.
No? Try Blue Toad, because it's got a different name sometimes.
Blue Shift.
No, okay.
No, so not listed on Steam at the moment.
It could be on Gamersgate or Direct Drive or any of those kind of places.
Or Games to Windows, Direct Drive, Duba Duba Jeep. Let's check on
but
that.
Yeah, so it's going to be available for £15 and you can get all six episodes like you could on the PSN. But
why am I
maybe,
launching that? I should just go to website.
Maybe you didn't have a PS3 and you wanted to play it.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Put it on PC.
It's well made.
I think it'd work well if it was Games to Windows Live and then had achievements.
Yes, we would approve of the G.
I mean, it already had trophies.
You know what else? A Windows Phone 7 version of it.
That'd be cool.
With the G.
And if you could do the multiplayer and if you could do it wirelessly.
With the G.
With the G.
Yep, what else is going on this week?
Radiant Historia has been announced for the DS by... Is there any way to get this to wrap properly? Oh, that's better. So this has been announced to be in development by Atlus in America, although they haven't said if there'll be actually a UK version come out or a European version.
How are you searching this?
Of course, they wouldn't mention that, mainly because I don't know how. Mainly because Atlus don't have a UK publishing outlet. So hopefully it'll come out over here, but who knows if it will or not.
I'll go on the website.
No. So it's. The name sounds really familiar to me, but I believe it's a new release, like 100% new.
100% new?
But it says it takes the heart and soul from a 16-bit kind of RPG. It will be only a DS title. It won't be on anything else. And it's apparently got one of the best soundtracks, as well as it being in a steampunk-style setting. Which is cool, because everyone at the moment loves steampunk. And even, like, Professor Layton's kind of steampunky as well. So this is going to be coming out February 22nd in America. And if you like your RPGs, especially Atlus RPGs, which are, of course, usually top-notch, I recommend you picking this up. Of course, it probably won't come out over here, so you'd have to import it if you actually wanted it, which is kind of annoying. But, yeah, so Atlus are making a new game for the DS.
All right. A bit of World of Warcraft Cataclysm news now.
So it comes out next week.
The 7th of December.
Is that a Tuesday or is that a Friday?
That's not next week, it's the week after.
Yeah, I said...
Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday because it's a worldwide launch. They'll be doing midnight launches, of course, like they have done since the first one, I think.
Aldershot Game is doing a midnight launch. No doubt I'll have to work it.
The flagship launch is going to be at the Game Store in Leicester Square. Where they're going to have the doors open at 10 p.m, of course on the 6th, and they're going to be doing like a costume contest, so you can dress up.
Yes, I will dress up as a gnome.
They haven't said what the prizes are, but they're going to give away some stuff. They're also going to be selling licensed merchandise.
Ooh, as opposed to unofficial merchandise.
Mm. So I'd like to know what licensed merchandise means. Apparently there's unique photo opportunities. I'm not sure who would, but... You know, and then they will be doing giveaways like they have been at all their launches recently. They've also said they will be selling a few of the limited editions for those who have managed to pre-order it. But yeah, so there's that. I've put in a load of stuff about the patch. If you want to mention about
the patch,
can I just mention this first?
The patch.
So they, in order to also get people wanting to come back to WoW at the moment. Officially from Blizzard, you can buy the original World of Warcraft for £4, Burning Crusade for £4, or Lich King. Is it Lich King?
Wrath of the Lich King.
For £8. In order to try and boost a few more people coming in, as well as the fact that recently they sent round lots of 7-day trials to people to get them back into the game. So I got, well, it's not really 7-day trial, 7-day free play.
7-day free play.
In order to have you play a bit more and then be like, you know, actually, I will get Cataclysm and play it. And would you like to talk about the patch that you've now found?
Yeah, so the patch rolled out whenever it was this week, last week, which introduced all the changes. So the world has now changed. Is that maybe the marketing tagline, the world has changed?
I don't know.
If it's not, it should be, the world has changed.
Well, could prepare for the cataclysm. Might not be it.
The world has changed. Yeah, so yeah, Deathwing, he got angry, he went, started smashing everything up, yo. So all the changes to the world have actually happened now. You can explore any of the new territories, like, you know, the little islands we've noticed here and there, and these other little places here and here, which are new places, which are obviously going to be leveling up to level 85. You can't play as a Worgens, obviously, or anything like that, because you need a Cataclysm account to do any of that stuff, just like you need the Cataclysm account to level up anymore.
Or like how you had to have Burning Crusade to play as a Draenei and stuff like that.
But yeah, so Dalaran is now deserted. Everyone hangs out in Stormwind and Orgrimmar, because they're the two sort of new...
upgraded kind of places.
Yeah. So Dalaran no longer has any portals anywhere, which is really annoying. because when, you know, when they released Wrath of the Lich King, Shattriff still had all the portals.
Oh, yeah.
But now, you know, we don't have a quick hub where we can quickly go places. We actually have to travel by fracking boat. How old school is that? You know, so everyone's looking for it. So if you're a mage now, you're making some money. Looking for portal. That's all it is. But yeah, Stormwind and Orgrimmar have been overhauled. Stormwind actually does look quite nice now. Some of the other cities have been given the odd touch of paint. Ironforged, not much attention done to it. Elfland has had a few changes to it. So sort of Teldrassil has now semi-fractured, and whatever the little coastal village is now sort of moved around, and that actually looks quite nice.
Darkshore?
No. The little Rufarin, I think it's Rufarin or Rufen or Rufarin. The little village you need to go to the portal into Darnassus.
Oh, okay.
That's been sort of fractured and moved over a little bit now. The world tree actually looks quite cool now. Mount Hyjal is now here as well, but it ports you out if you try and go there. Annoying.
Not out yet.
Yeah, me and Falcor spent 10 minutes just trying to run into it to get past the bit where it portals you out. It's like, keep running. Maybe it'll break. But it didn't, so we just gave up on that in the end. Even though it managed to kill us 3 times because they've changed the little white, snowy place which you have to go through to get to Mount Hyjal. Because there was a bridge there, but the bridge has fallen down. So we tried to just jump it, and obviously we
Failed. Was anyone else trying to run through the portal, or was it just you guys?
Just me and Powerclaw.
Great.
Yeah, it is great. So yeah, Westfall's been changed now. I mean, loads of changes everywhere, really.
You said the wetlands had kind of flooded a bit more.
The wetlands has been... Well, the little sort of... What was it? Menethil Harbour, I think it's called?
Yeah.
Is now flooded. Because, I mean, once they released the harbour in Stormwind last year, nobody ever went to the wetlands. Waste of time. Because obviously the boats are in Stormwind now, so it's not like the olden days where you had to, as a level 5, break through to get to Elfland.
I always found it well annoying. I always found it weird going to Stormwind Harbour because it was always empty whenever I went there.
When you played it, there was no Stormwind Harbour.
No, I played it for a bit when there was the harbour.
Did you?
When the harbour got first introduced.
Did you?
Yes, and there was no one there.
Well, this. The harbour, I don't like the harbour. You have to walk down all these...
Well, you've got to go all the way to, like, another side, haven't you?
You've got to walk down all these stupid steps to get to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can jump it, but it is a quite risky jump in some places.
And then if you die, you've got to go back to the graveyard, and then you're way back there.
Yeah, so the harbour is annoying in Stormwind. And it's just too big, and you spend too much time walking around. Hopefully when the Flying Mount stuff unlocks... obviously, flying around will make things much quicker. Mm. So, yeah. I mean, they've redone a lot of the world, so...
And as well as that promotion...
And of course, Nurmagon has been retaken.
Oh, yeah,
the gnomes have been kicked out of Ironforge and now have Nurmagon back. And the gnomes have a new starting quest and all the new jib-jab. And the music there is cool. It's like... and so on.
I was just going to say that promotion that I talked about like WoW being £4 and Burning Crusade and Lich King, that ends that on the 30th of November. Soon.
Very soon.
So this next thing up is a really weird game. I watched a video for it, and it's like an internet game, I would call it. Called
it's
Mark.
An internet game, huh? What, like Quake One?
Mark Lung. Would you say Lung? That's Lung?
It's a Chinese one of those name. Foreign names.
Mark Lung, Revenge of the Bitch.
Now, you can't say that on the air, dude.
It's the title of the game.
I'm going to have to delete that game. Permanently. Yeah, carry on.
So it's this weird little RPG that this guy has made, apparently on his own from what I've read. But I'm sure he's had other people help him. That becomes available to download on November 30th. And it's like a Japanese kind of RPG game.
Oh, dear.
That is only for PC. And is like a huge parody of everything. As one critic has said, Final Fantasy meets the internet. I would just call it the internet.
Does it have lolcats?
It has enemies that just say lol.
Lol?
And they just go lol, 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 lol.
Lol?
But they're actually just laughing, but the subtitles say lol, 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 lol.
Lol?
There was someone actually said like WTF, OMFG, and something else. But they said it like a normal person.
What the fuck? Oh my god.
Like that.
Oh my god.
And it was just really weird. So if you go on the website, which is marklung.com.
Lung spelled L-E-U-N-G.
Leung. Maybe it's Leung.
Mark spelled Mark.
I always feel bad when I can't spell things properly.
Well,
pronounce things properly.
Spell it, yeah. If you know, yo.
Anyway, so they claim it's about 30 hours of gameplay. You get weird things, so you go against like the... You know McDonald's have that burger burglar? Well, you know
what,
when they...
Ronald McDonald's mate?
You know, and they had him in, like, The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
And he was stealing burgers and Homer killed him or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go against one of those, and, like, they throw burgers at you and chips at you.
Oh, that's something.
And then there was, like, an evil clown who was supposed to be, like, an evil Ronald McDonald.
All right.
And he threw burgers as well. Either way, it was weird. If you're on the website... I think there's a demo you can download, which I will probably download and have a try, but I think it might be a bit too interwebs for me. Just, like, over the edge.
Yeah, too silly. Islomilo is fun.
It's not... Okay, so if you would like to play Islomilo, if you don't know what it is, have a search on the internet.
It's cool.
It's a cute little arcade title, which is a puzzle game, and is on Xbox Live Arcade and Windows Phone 7. Not in Windows Phone 7 land in the UK, though. Only in America.
Yeah, AT&T phones have it preloaded or something.
Yeah. So if you'd like to play this game, you cannot find it on Xbox Live. If you go on the website... am I going to have to say that?
Is this public, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they post about it on Kotaku.
Oh, did they? Yeah, if you go to wp7supersecretaccess.islomilo.com/page_2.php, they will give you a code where it unlocks it from the live marketplace.
Yeah.
You still have to buy it, but it makes it show up.
It means
up.
You can download a trial as well, though.
Yeah.
So what you do, you go on that website, and then it asks you to put in the code, so it's got a security check. So you put in the code, it says, and then it spits you out a code that you've just got them redeem on Xbox Live. I recommend people check it out, because it is so flipping cute.
It is cool. I approve of the game. I have 100G in it already.
Yes, you do. And it's got a co-op as well, although not an online co-op, only a local co-op, which is a shame.
But local co-op is, I mean, really...
It's really entertaining.
You know, yeah, it's good. Especially flying around as a fly.
Yeah. So you should totally check it out. Everyone, check it out. Now.
Basically, it's a sort of puzzle world where you have to navigate a weird 3D maze thing, yeah. Kind of.
So think Cooler World kind of level.
Yeah, and meet and get two people. You have to get Ilo and Milo to meet up.
Yeah, and then they have cups of tea and munch on maple leaf biscuits.
You don't see that in the game, luckily.
No. You get told it in the story. That'd be kind of annoying if you saw that every single time.
It would.
So, random news, which I found on the interwebs.
Yeah, tad random. If you like Stalker, you can get Stalker gear.
So, GSC, Game World, who are the guys who developed Stalker and Stalker 2, and others. They've done something else as well, I think. They're doing an official line of Stalker clothing. It's not official yet. They haven't officially had it all made. But if you go on their Facebook page, they've got pictures of the different outfits that they've come up with and that they'd like to make. I think it's awesome.
True, but I'm not wearing it.
I could.
I'm not.
There was some lady clothes that they had. So, like some of the lady people in Stalker. So I could look like someone from Stalker.
Yep. Your Shape Fitness Evolve, the Kinect game for Xbox 360.
Ooh, I will also just say, as you started saying this, from here onwards it's all DLC.
Yeah. This is some DLC for the game, basically, has been announced.
Yep.
There's a toned body program.
Yes.
And they've done like a specific New Year thing for people who gain loads of weight by eating too much over Christmas.
So the first installment of DLC is the toned one, but it's also got Cardio Boxing Platinum.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a new advanced level for the cardio boxing.
For hardcore people.
Yes.
And the second bit also has dance, workout, Bollywood.
Yeah, dance, workout, Bollywood. So you'll be dancing around like Bollywood people.
Great. That sounds fantastic.
So you get a high impact dance routine that then is influenced by popular Bollywood dance moves.
Great.
I think in the second installment, the New Year, New You, which is a specific program to get back into shape after Christmas and New Year's, I think that's a good idea, because they're probably a bit more hardcore intense than the usual workouts.
I'm flipping knackered after 2 minutes.
The first set comes out in December, and then of course the second set comes out in the new year, and that's cool.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood DLC announced.
Yes.
Called the Animus Project Update 1.0.
yes, which will officially be free.
Yep, it will be free for download on December 14th from Xbox Live and also the PlayStation Network.
Yep. It's going to feature a brand new game mode and a new map for the multiplayer. The game mode is Advanced Alliance, which is...
This Sonic.
Yeah, I haven't played Brotherhood yet.
Yeah, we've been too busy playing Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah.
Enslaved Odyssey to the West, a game with a monkey man in it.
Yeah, I need to pick this up.
Has got some DLC coming.
Yes, its DLC's out now.
Oh, DLC's already out.
Yeah, this officially came out, it would have been last week. It's quite pricey, though. But it's called Pigsy's Perfect 10. So this piece of DLC focuses all solely on Pigsy.
Pigsy's that weird short guy with the pig nose.
The piggy nose and
all
that.
The guy who was a pig.
Now, loads of people liked him. I really didn't like him that much because he was a bit creepy. But either way, this piece of DLC puts you into the role of Pigsy and you get to play as him, because, of course, you didn't get to play as him in the main game. I think it could probably really... be quite cool. I know, I quite enjoy playing this monkey, though. So you can pick up this DLC for 800 Microsoft points, or £9.99, I imagine, on the PSN. As well, if you
like how PlayStation Network is always more expensive than Xbox Live.
Mm. As well as that, if you have 3D compatible whatever,
television,
you can play it in 3D.
Active shutter glasses.
Yeah, 3D enabled TVs can play in 3D using active shutter glasses, as Paul said.
Yeah, and they're not cheap.
So I would like to hope that this DLC is quite long.
It won't.
800 points is quite a lot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Dad Central.
Yes.
Has some new tracks being released. Oh, there's a surprise. So we've got a bit of Black Eyed Peas. This stuff's already out, I do believe.
Yeah, it came out the 23rd. Yeah.
Cameo, Tag Team, a bunch of tracks for that. And it already had a bunch of stuff available before that anyway.
Yeah. But of course, so all of these ones are out now. They were previously being released at the start of the week. I imagine they came out Tuesday, right? Yeah, they came out Tuesday. So if you want to pick up some new songs, as Paul said, you got the Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling, Cameo, Word Up, Tag Team, Womp. Would you say that's Womp?
Womp. There it is.
Yeah. And then previously there was Lady Sovereign, I Got You Dancing,
Pass.
Neo,
Pass.
Because of You, and Sean Paul, Temperature.
Pass.
You can pick up all these songs for 240 Microsoft points apiece.
Yeah, not cheap.
No, but of course they will have different kind of dance moves in them at times.
Not cheap.
Not very cheap.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. This week we have one letter. It's from Charlotte. She says, "Hi guys, can't believe how easy Name That Game was last week, and I never managed to listen to the show." Facepalm. Yeah, she's not talking about last week, she's talking about the week before when it was Half-Life, the Ravenholm track we had on. Because no one guessed that apart from Catherine, so obviously Charlotte would have guessed it as well.
Which is crazy, bothered to listen. Because everyone should know Half-Life 2 soundtrack.
Goes on to say, "When you were talking about Fallout New Vegas DLC Blood Money, it is only my speculation that the DLC would be like Mothership Zeta. So, okay, it might not be closed off from the rest of the world. We're not sure. Apparently, it was only Charlotte's speculation.
Oh, thanks, Charlotte.
Also, Catherine pronounced the...
I think she means casino. Sierra Madeira, as in the cake.
What?
Oh, it's Sierra Madre. Fine, I'll just call it Madeira. It's a cake. Let's leave it at that.
What?
She's saying I pronounced it as in Madeira, which is a type of cake.
She also wants to make a correction to a mistake we made with Poker Night at the Inventory. Yeah. This is the game with the Sam and Max dude, and what's it? It's, which one's which?
It's got Max in it.
The Max the bunny is the rabbit. Okay.
And then Heavy.
It's also got the Heavy from TF2.
And the dude from Penny Arcade.
And it's got Strong Bad as well. Yeah. We apparently said that you could play as all of those characters. You don't play with them. Instead, you just play against them.
Yeah, so I didn't really know this. And I don't think we all knew this, because we know now that Charlotte's been playing it.
Okay. That's cool. She says she loves the show, Charlotte. Thank you very much for that letter. If you have a letter, you can, of course, send it into feedback@gamercast.net. Or you can leave it on the blog at gamercast.net.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
A little bit different this week, but first on, we're going to answer last week.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, everyone would have heard me say,
time will tell. Sooner or later, time will tell.
Yeah, ich bin ein Deutschlander, even though I'm Austrian, yo. Or is he? I don't know. Is he? Which? I don't know. Okay. So yeah, last week there wasn't actually an audio clip. It was just me saying that. And I wanted someone to guess the name of the game and also the name of the character in the game who said the quote. No one guessed.
Charlotte guessed.
Wait. No one guessed correctly.
Okay, there you go.
Charlotte loosely guessed it was Command & Conquer. The answer was Command & Conquer Red Alert, and it was Albert Einstein who said it.
Or was it?
Mm-hmm. It was in the opening cutscene of Red Alert, when he goes back in time to kill Adolf Hitler.
I must say, though, I was talking to Gary, and he did actually say, was it like Command & Conquer Red Alert or something like that?
Okay, what's different this week is that Catherine's doing Name That Game, because apparently I'm not doing a very good job at it.
No, I just wanted to do it this week.
Okay, so Catherine's doing it this week. Where did I put your...
You put it on the desktop, didn't you?
Audio jib-jab. Okay, so this week we have got this.
Yep.
This is where I typically say. I don't know what I normally say.
What do you usually say?
I don't know. What do I normally say? It's something like, and what is your guess? Or I don't know. I don't know, listeners. What do I normally say? Because it rolls reversed, and I don't know what to tell Catherine.
Well, you're asking listeners, but there's no one listening at the moment.
Falco?
It's not live.
Falco. Okay, say it. You have to say something.
So what do you think?
Do you want me to be honest?
Ow. What do you mean honest?
Alright, I guess it's Dead Rising, and I guess it's a scene in the middle of the mall with the guys driving around on the car. That music is played then.
Oh, yeah?
Dead Rising, yeah.
That's quite specific there, isn't it?
Yes, it is just a guess. I'm not entirely sure.
You didn't even ask for any clues.
I don't need clues, I know what it is. Huh. Obviously, you fail at Name That Game.
I wanted to do something that I like.
Well, he failed.
Oh.
Sorry, but I know what it is.
Fine, I'll do another one for next week.
Apparently, she has to get revenge on me for knowing what this is.
I'll make it harder. Not that that's actually hard at all.
No.
That's well easy,
I mean,
isn't it?
The first note, I thought it could be Doom. But the second note, and Doom goes different. So yeah, the answer for this week is also...
What?
Officially, I don't know what it is.
I'm not saying the answer to this week's on this week's show.
But you're admitting that I know what it is.
No, I'm not.
Oh. That's what it is though, right?
I'm not telling you anything.
Okay, apparently we don't know. If you think you have it wrong. If you think you know what it is... What are you... Ow!
I'm sorry, I was trying to kill that fly.
You hit me because I got it right.
I was trying to kill that fly. Where did it go? I'm sorry, Paul. I didn't mean to.
Okay, so you're not doing it, are you? You're making me do all the stuff, and you're just finding the audio. So if you think you know what it is, email feedback@gamercast.net, or make a reply on this episode on the blog at gamercast.net, and then Catherine will tell us what it is next week.
And I'll give you GZ if you get it right. GZ, which of course means congratulations.
Yeah, because apparently some people in the world don't know what GZ means. Obviously, they've never used a computer before.
Well, actually, if people didn't know what GZ means, and we said that we'd give them GZ if they get it right, what if they thought that was a bad thing?
It means LOL. That's what it means, yo. Okay, so yeah, that is Name the Game for this week. You'll find out the answer next week.
Stay tuned.
Even though you don't actually tune in, you just download.
Shh.
Releases this week.
Okay, there are a few games coming out this week. Not as many as last week, but still a few. Super Mario All-Stars is coming out. This is another one of these 25th anniversary jobbies.
Another one?
Well, yeah, they've done loads of 25th. They've done, like, 25th anniversary Wii's and...
Oh, a DS.
DS's.
And okay, I thought you meant, like, Mario games.
They've done the new Black Wii, which comes with Mario Kart as well, and all this other, you know, they're really hyping that Mario's 25.
Yeah.
He 25, he looks about 70. No offense, guys.
So, this comes with the All-Stars version of the game. It says disc, but of course, you haven't ever had an All-Stars disc before. All-Stars, of course, which was originally a SNES title, had on it Super Mario Bros., New Super Mario Bros., oh, not New, sorry, Super
had,
Mario
like,
Bros.
6
2,
games
Super Mario Bros. 3, and Super Mario Bros. Last Level. Lost Levels. I never actually ever played the Lost Levels, because I never really liked them that much.
Okay, cool.
But Super Mario Bros. 3 is the better one? Is it 3 or is it 2?
Well, I've always heard that 3 is the better one.
Right. I like the one where you don't choose the character at the start and you can play as Peach or whatever. I hate that one. Because you have to play against Catherine. Well, you have to hit the Catherine with the thing. Catherine's okay. The pink dinosaur that shoots eggs out. Her name's Catherine.
Whatever.
But it's actually a guy
whatever.
Who does it. I was just going to say as well, you get some other bits and bobs in there. So you get a booklet that details the full history of Super Mario, as well as an audio CD containing music from the Super Mario game spanning the last 25 years, which includes Super Mario Bros., Super Mario Galaxy 2, and, of course, any other ones in the middle.
So Nintendo are hoping for a slight boost in their otherwise dismal year. This is coming out on the Wii on Friday.
Yes.
If you like old Mario games...
Hey, I'll pick it up. I'm picking it up. 18...
Actually, speaking of Mario, have you seen the stuff people have done with Kinect?
No.
They had Mario.
I saw apparently they've done Mario.
They had Mario running an emulator being controlled by a guy actually running and jumping with Kinect.
Someone's done Pac-Man as well.
Yeah. Obviously Mario's a tad easier. He basically lean left or right to control which way he goes, then you can run on the spot to make him run along, jump.
That must be quite exhausting.
True, especially when you have to go back and try and hit the blocks you just missed, because obviously it's a bit difficult to control. Donkey Kong Country is also coming out. Returns is also coming out this Friday. This is on the Wii as well, I do believe.
This is only a Wii title. This is like a revamp of the Donkey Kong series. So it's the Donkey Kong Country series, which of course were back on the SNES and Game Boy and stuff, where you would play as Donkey or Diddy or both, and then be helping out the Kong family with their troubles with the Kremlins.
Gremlins? Uh-oh, run away.
Kremlins. I think they were Kremlins, weren't
they? Kremlins? That's the thing in Moscow.
So, yeah, you've got Diddy in this as your friend. I played it back in April. I think I talked about it. It's still cool. It's still hardcore because Donkey Kong is mega hard at times. And it actually is quite a nice game. It's not really got much motion control in it, but I don't think Wii games really need that. It's a nice game. It looks really polished.
Okay. Sly Collection's coming out. Yeah. This is
The rehash of the 3 Sly games onto a Blu-ray disc with move support.
Great.
This was one of Sony's big Christmas releases.
It's going to flop.
So the only people that will have heard of Sly is anyone that picked up the previous games, which sadly didn't have that much marketing in them, but they were done by Sucker Punch, who are the guys who, of course, now made Infamous.
Oh, dear. There's another fantastic game.
But, yeah, so you'll be able to play all 3 of those from the Blu-ray disc. They're remastered apparently in high def HD. I'm not sure how remastered they are, because of course with all these packs that we keep getting, they're not that remastered. They're just slightly
they run
bit.
High resolution, and that's it.
Yeah.
bit of a weirdness going on.
Why is that? No. Next up, You Sing 2, which is a Wii title.
Great.
A new karaoke Wii game. I must say, though, when I saw some of the things, I was like, wow, I've got Empire of the Sun on it. And I love that song. And it's also got Florence and the Machine on it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scratch you there. Has it got any... Where's the... Wow, mouse wheel.
Under my finger.
That's all I care about.
I was listening to that yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's got Pulp on it. We were listening to Pulp yesterday.
Yeah,
we're not common people. But yeah, so a new karaoke game for the Wii. It uses the Logitech USBs, or it can use any of the USBs that are available for the Wii. And it claims, I think it's got about 40 songs, it said.
Yeah, it's about 40, isn't it?
I think it said 40 higher up.
Okay, whatever. BlazBlue.
Now, before we call it BlazBlue.
BlazBlue.
I had someone at work tell me that it's BlazBlue.
I don't care. No E.
The game runs, they call it BlazBlue because it's crazy Japanese.
I don't care. And they're like, no E in
BlazBlue.
Blaz.
Okay.
That's what it, you know, if you want me to call it BlazBlue, put an E in it. You noobs. Learn to speak English, for God's sake.
Okay, so.
It's almost as bad as Ilo Milo.
So this is, of course, the newest in the series, created by. Was it Gay? What are their names? The guys who made Guilty Gear. Arc System Works. This is, of course, a 2D beat-em-up which has both Japanese and English voices, and you can use an arcade stick, and it's got 7 new characters in it and 15 new stages, and yeah, fighting game. There's a limited edition available as well.
This is on what?
On 360 and PS3.
Great.
Yeah.
Harvest Moon.
Yeah, we've got 3 Harvest Moon games coming
Animal
out this week.
Animal Parade.
If they all actually come out. So we've got Animal Parade, which is a Wii title. Which is the only title coming out on Wii, which is Harvest Moon this year, I believe. Unless another one came out earlier this year. They seem to be churning out a lot of Harvest Moons at the moment.
Got to make the money.
Yeah. So we've got Animal Paradise exclusively for the Wii, which follows the usual kind of Harvest Moon rules and sets you're used to. Although you can actually befriend wild and exotic animals, including raccoons, pandas,
so
and penguins, apparently. And you can take your animals for walks, teach them tricks, and ride them in races. As well as taking pictures of your family, farm, and village. So it's got a few little new bits here and there. And there's a huge story behind it, of course, as usual. But yeah, so that's a new Harvest Moon for the Wii, if you like that. Then we've also got Harvest Moon 3 Sunshine Islands, which is the newest Harvest Moon on the DS, which features, follows the normal set story.
Well, it's the half-newest. Because obviously there's another one coming out as well.
The other one's not normal Harvest Moon, though.
Oh, sorry. It's not normal. Okay.
It's not actually like a Harvest Moon game, I'd say.
Okay. It's a spin-off Harvest Moon.
Yeah, spin-off. So you get to play as boy or girl as usual, have your usual romances. There's new mini-games with the farm animals. And you can compete with other farmers via the Nintendo Wi-Fi stuff, apparently. And then we've got Harvest Moon Frantic Farming, which is more of a puzzle game. And you have to... Now, I'm not sure if it's kind of like Bejeweled, or if it's another type of puzzle game that it's like... But it's more of a puzzle-based game, sorry. And you just play as characters against other characters. You can do it via local DS play as well. And the main reason of it is to figure out why all the crops have begun to grow and overtake the island. And yeah, you just play kind of a little puzzle game instead of a normal Harvest Moon game. So it's totally different. It's also a lot cheaper. So whereas Harvest Moon Sunshine Islands has a retail of £30, Frantic Farming only has a retail of £20.
I realise.
Making it a cheaper title. Which, of course, is because it's a different kind of title.
Digger Simulator 2011 is also coming out on PC.
Yes, we mentioned this previously when it got announced.
Unsurprisingly, it's like the other Excalibur.
This was the one with the real-time ground.
Yeah, simulator games they've done over the last few years.
As is the next tower as well.
Much improved physics, apparently, so now you can actually dig more realistically.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, dig and it sort
of the last Digger one was a bit unrealistic.
Yeah. Obviously, like, digging in the ground is a difficult thing to do.
And then we've also got Dive to the Titanic, which was the other one we talked about, where you had to do stuff
you had to
be able to fund your diving.
Yeah, you had to fund a dive to a Titanic to the summit to jump.
And then you get to have a look about the Titanic under the sea and stuff like that.
Under the sea?
I knew you did that.
Under the sea. There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
I knew you'd do that.
Well, so, yeah. So you say under the sea, that's what's going to happen.
I know. Every time I'd say under the sea, you'd
just... You know, we were talking about I was talking to someone about Little Mirror the other day, and I was like, you know what? The song's really cool, but I can only remember the Simpsons version of it.
So, yeah, that's all the releases for this week. There's not many, as we said, but as it's coming up to Christmas, like, all the publishing places are closing down, well, closing for Christmas, and there won't be many other games coming out until the new year. There's going to be some... There'll probably be some live arcade titles coming out, I reckon, around Christmas, though. Just depends when they can get their stuff up. So, yeah. That's it for the new releases.
Previews and or reviews.
Indeed, we've now got a quick review up of Epic Mickey, the game which should not be rated Universal.
No. So, I haven't finished Epic Mickey yet, because I only picked it up Friday. But I've played a good few hours of it, I'd say. So as Paul mentioned, I would not give it a U rating. It's currently got a BBFC U for Universal rating, or whatever that stands for.
We think that is ridiculous.
It's got a PEGI 7+, but I would actually want to give it a 12. Of course, Disney
wouldn't go that far.
Really? Thing is, though, if I was a parent and I was looking at it, I'd be like, that is well violent.
Yeah, it is pretty gruesome. So there's a giant, scary-looking, black, slimy, grabby hand, which reaches out and grabs Mickey Mouse in the middle of the night.
While he's sleeping in bed.
Then it sucks him down into the like this sort of underworldy sort of place, and Mickey Mouse looks visibly distressed.
Yes.
He is screaming.
Whereas previously, he also... Actually, no, that's... Yeah, and that's where it ends and the game starts.
Well, and then he's... So he's sucked down into the underworld... And he's strapped down to a metal table.
Yeah, that's where the game starts, that's what I was saying.
And then he, like, gets a penknife to try and kill him.
Yeah.
Like a giant penknife with, like, all these chainsaws and stuff on it.
A corkscrew. And then it tries to get his heart out of his body.
Then it tries to suck his heart out of his body.
With a plunger.
You know? Come on, BBFC. Well, we know that you don't care anymore. But for frack's sake.
When you get killed, you melt into a puddle.
You know, and yet The Sims gets rated 15. You know,
I mean, okay, yeah, it's like comic fantasy kind of violence. It's, I mean, for a PEGI rating, it has got the violence one and the fear one, which I think are very well suited.
I think that is appropriate. I was scared.
So other than talking about what that stuff's like, it's cute because it's Mickey. I do find Mickey annoying, but that's because I'm not a Mickey fan.
Adam.
It's full of choices throughout the game so far, and I've only played it for a little bit. At one point, there was this little gremlin guy who was on a catapult. And then there was this treasure chest on this, like, touch-sensitive controller. And then I could either save this little gremlin guy, or I could go up to this treasure chest, get all the awesomeness from inside it, which would then mean the poor little gremlin guy would get catapulted into the abyss. I was nice, though. I saved the gremlin guy. I could have been rude and not saved him. And then because the thing is, they kind of turn collectibles, in a sense, as a thing for being good or evil. So you get these caged gremlins all the time, and they're like, well, you could save them. You could just leave them. I doubt there's any dire consequence or any consequence as such if you don't get them, because they're kind of like a collectible. But they do say that they will help you later on in the game when, it arises. But from what I've played so far, I've really enjoyed it. You can just leave things to be crap how they are in this wasteland, or you can actually be a nice guy and save everyone and do the right thing and use paint everywhere instead of thinner, because of course with thinner you're removing things from the world and that's kind of evil. I really quite liking it. Although, the checkpoints are a bit far in between.
Yeah.
Which annoyed me when I died yesterday.
I would also like to point out Epic Mickey is an inappropriate title for the game.
Yeah, it is a bit.
This Mickey Mouse has no epic gear whatsoever. He's all wearing flipping green and white stuff. It's like, who is this noob? What noob?
The only thing I will moan about, it's got a bit of annoying camera. the controls at times can be a bit annoying, and then you also have, to remember then that you've got to use the mouse pointer to point at enemies, which can then get really fiddly, especially if, because of the camera forcing you up against a wall, because maybe you've got a bad guy there, then the camera gets, the collision of the wall knocks the camera out of place, and then you're trying to shoot a guy with some paint, but then you're shooting the floor because he just moves slightly, and then you can't move because of the collision on the walls, and yeah. But I really enjoy it so far.
What would you give it out of 5?
From what I've played so far, maybe a 4.
4, that's a pretty normal score. So in other words, this game is not epic like it claims to be.
No, I wouldn't give it a 5.
Because obviously, I mean, come on, dude. He doesn't even have any gear from flipping Ice Crown Citadel.
One of the main issues with it as well, it just doesn't explain anything. So you pick up all these red little things, which look like a ticket with Mickey's face on it, and not once I've been told what they do. And then I picked up a film reel, and then it said I'd unlocked the Jack and the Beanstalk Mickey animation or something like that, or film reel. But then I went on the main menu and I hadn't unlocked any kind of animation. So I don't know what relevance that film reel had to anything in the whole game.
Maybe the game's just broken.
And it's just all the things that you pick up, you're just not really told what they are, except for paint and thinner. And then, of course, you know what health is. So they're my main annoyances with the game. But other than that, I think it's quite solid. I'm looking forward to finishing it. I don't know how long it is. But it's quite cool.
Okay, cool.
I'll go to the winners.
Oh, yes, our competition, of course. I almost closed the show, but we have... Last week, we had our Need for Speed competition, where you could spam us on YouTube and get the wins. This week, we have the 2 or 3 winners.
Winners, because we're giving away the game with the T-shirt and smelly thing, and the T-shirt with the smelly thing.
Okay. So, who is our winner?
So, our winner of the game and T-shirt and smelly thing is Paganizernul.
Can you spell that out for me?
Paga. P-A-G-A.
Paganizernul.
I guess N-L because they're in Northern Netherlands. Northern.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And
then our second winner is Mull, so Mull1T.
Alright.
And they've won the T-shirt and the smelly thing. And you can hang it up on a car or whatever.
Okay, cool. So in first place we have Paganized
Netherlands.
Or Paganizer Netherlands, we assume. And yeah. Second place is Mullet.
Mullet. So I'm just going to say the person who won first, they were the funniest one. Or the weirdest one, I would say. So I thought I'd give it to them. We had lots of really cool reasons for why they should win it.
Why can't we give it to everyone who
wants it? But sadly, I only have one copy to give away because I'm not going to buy more than one copy.
Doesn't Tim have a copy?
We're not giving Tim's copy.
It would be a shame if Tim's copy accidentally got posted out as well.
No, Paul. So, yeah. Sadly, I couldn't... I mean, all the entries I got were great. Some of them were a little bland.
Yeah, like, give me the game?
I'm not going to pick on any people. But overall, I thought there were some really nice entries there. Thank you, everyone, for entering. I wish I could give more stuff away. Although, when we...
Actually, don't we have a wee thing for me and Williams? We're trying to get rid of...
So, when we hit 500 subscribers on YouTube, I'll be giving away a Halo Reach controller as well.
Yes, the silver Halo Reach controller.
I'll finally be giving that away.
It comes with Avatar DLC jobby as well. Doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, because... Yeah, that's the unopened one.
I used one.
Yeah, you used one, and then we gave that one away, didn't we?
Yeah, Gary had that, didn't he? Oh, hey, Gary. The man without a computer. Oh dear, how can you... Oh my god, it's like... We have like 20 computers here, Gary.
We don't have 20.
We couldn't cope without fewer than 18
Saying
computers.
Saying that though, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm sure we've missed
9.
Some. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's what I said.
Okay, it's the same number then. Actually, no, we have
10.
We have 10.
That crappy laptop.
Yeah, Tim's crappy laptop.
I'd be
soon
crazy.
We'll have 12 computers in the house as well. Since we're just about to order another 2.
One of those is a present.
I don't think your mum listens to the show.
Shh, you never know.
She doesn't listen to the show.
I wouldn't be able to function without computers.
No.
I'm too into interwebs.
I mean, if we want to include smartphones as well.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 smartphones in the house as well. We'd have more, but I left some of mine at my parents'. In fact, I left some of my computers at the parents' as well. I left 2-3 computers at the parents' house as well. Yeah. So.
We're big on computers.
We like PCs.
Mm. So, congrats to the guys who won. Apologies, I couldn't give so many away. And we'll do another competition soon. And
see, I thought Catherine would be tricky and try and use Dead Space for name that game. I was getting ready
for... you wouldn't know.
I was thinking, I was getting ready for the possibility I wouldn't know, so I was thinking... Now, Catherine was talking to Gary the other day, and maybe she would have mentioned that she's doing Name That Game, and then maybe she would use Dead Space. So I was going to guess Dead Space if I didn't know what it was, but, you know, obviously I knew what it was. Because I've played Dead Rising. In fact, I have more G than you, Dyer.
That's pretty much it for this week.
Yes.
Don't forget to leave your comments, feedback at GamerCast.net, give us your answers to Name That Game, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Steam...
Go on the website, it's all on
website,
there.
Website, forums, portalforums.net. That's pretty much it.
Aye.
We'll catch everyone next week.
Yeah, we'll see you guys later.
We'll probably have a WoW-filled episode, I'm sure. It's coming out next week.
It's not next week, it's the week after.
Yeah, but we'll be talking about it next week.
Tempted to have Chris on and maybe Falkler on and do a WoW special.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure, of course, it won't happen because they'd just be like,
You should.
Nah, screw it.
Oh, but you just came up with the idea and now you're
I came up with the idea several weeks ago, but it's organising Falclaw and Jam Donut to do something.
I could come on.
We want the guys on.
Fine. Be that way.
Alright, cool.
We'll catch you guys next week.